We are entering peak flu season, and a new flu variant known as subclade K is spreading quickly across the country, driving a sharp rise in illness and hospitalizations. Public health officials say this current wave may last for weeks to come. William Brangham has the latest.
That's right, Amna. Just this week, according to the CDC, flu activity is high or very high in 32 states and jurisdictions. That's nearly double from the week before. More than 7 million people nationwide have been infected, and over 3,000 have died so far this season. Only about a quarter of adults and just 17% of children have received the flu shot as of November. So for more on the variant and what to look out for this flu season, I'm joined by Andrew Pekosh. He's a virologist at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Andrew Pekosh, thank you so much for being here. We know flu is a shapeshifter. It's why we have to design a new vaccine every single year. But this particular strain, this subclade K, is proving to be quite a challenge. Tell us a little bit about it. Is it more contagious? Is it more dangerous?
Yeah, well, first thing we know about this subclade K virus, which is part of a larger group of viruses we call H3N2 viruses, is we know that it has mutations at a couple of what I call hotspots on the virus that are the targets of your immune system and that can generate those protective antibodies that minimize infection and disease. So this clade K virus has changed from the viruses that circulated last year. And importantly, that it's also has changed based on the vaccine that was distributed earlier this fall and is still available. So we think that the first thing that's going on with this clade K virus is more people are susceptible because it's found a way to evade that pre-existing immunity in the population that is induced by either infection or by vaccination.